Hello, Aquarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aquarius May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month for Aquarius Galactic Growth Spurt, and that is in this month and beyond because of Jupiter's transition now into fellow air signs. So this is really exciting. We've been waiting for this for you for 4 years. So there's a lot to talk about there. And we've got all kinds of other things to discuss. So let's just get right into it. This is for you if Aquarius is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Aquarius placement you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Aquarius friend, so birthdays around February 15th through the rest of the sign, or Aquarius degrees 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Pisces report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, so there's so much to talk about this month. The first thing that I want to talk about is that this is a robustly positive month as far as aspects. We have way more positive aspects compared to clearly negative ones, and a few that can go either way that we'll mention. But from how the planets are getting along with each other, this is really notably positive. So that's something exciting. Something else exciting to discuss is that we're getting out of eclipse season. Now, even though this Aries Libra eclipse cycle is actually in a good angle for your Aquarius placements, since there's so much more to you than being an Aquarius placement, we never know how those placements might be hitting your other placements. So hopefully you've been having great things happen. But if you haven't, then at least we're getting out of the intensity. And either way, we're getting out of the intensity of eclipse season. So that is something to celebrate. March and April was the height of that. If you want to have information on how those eclipses, we're not going to get into the eclipses in this report, but if you listen to my March report and my April report, I go deep into it. Plus, I have info at anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. Okay, so I'll give you that information again at the end so that you can go to there, and it will say everything about the eclipses that you need to know, including specific videos to watch for your sign and placement. But all we need to know from the eclipse perspective now is that we're now in a time where news and information still can come in, because 4 to 6 weeks after the actual eclipses, and the last one was April 8th, so May is very much in that, you know, post time, but we're out of the heat of it. We're out of the biggest intensity of it. We're out of the most anxiety of it, and everything is starting to get back to normal. Also, something else that we are getting out of is the Mercury retrograde time. So it's been very difficult having a Mercury retrograde when we've had so much Aries energy, and that Aries energy continues, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But all of the Aries energy that we've had for the last few months, including going into now, has been difficult in April because it was in a retrograde. So everything is saying, go forward, do all this stuff, but then there are hindrances to certain actions, so it could have created a lot of frustration. But now, in May, all the little horsies are getting to run free, because every day that we get further into May, we're further out of the Mercury retrograde fog. And starting mid-May, around May 14th through mid-July, we've got an open time free from personal planet retrogrades that is awesome for doing new things, making big decisions, making big purchases, making big sales, making big commitments, contracts, events, easier time traveling, scheduling, communicating, pretty much easier time with everything. So we're coming out of the fog of the eclipses, we're coming out of the fog of Mercury retrograde, and so there's a lot to celebrate. And we still have all of this beautiful Aries energy. So Mars will be in Aries all month. Hygieia is there. We've got transiting North Node, which is a longer-term transit. That will be until next year. Mercury was retrograde in Aries, very much featuring this energy. Chiron, long-term transit. Eris, very long-term transit. So short and long-term transits in Aries, really bringing a lot of motivation, inspiration, and action-oriented focus. But now that we're into May, it's going to be easier to make those decisions, especially if they pertain to long-term things. Now, all of these Aries placements do make a sweet angle for Aquarius, which means that every planet that I just mentioned can bring opportunities for Aquarius to expand your horizons, to go out beyond your comfort zone, and to create very assertively and magically with this fiery, active energy. So the energy of Aries is present for all of the zodiac members, but the fact that it's crowding in the third house, houses are fields of experience we have as humans, and they each have things that they rule. So when we have a full house as it is, that area of expression is very much lit up. So all those planets that I just listed are going to bring opportunities for enhanced communication and assertiveness. So you may find yourself communicating with more confidence and assertiveness. There may be someone you've had to have a conversation with, and maybe you might come off blunt, but it can definitely lead to clarity with the things that you want, the things that you need, and communicating them so that you can receive those things. It can also bring you a desire to initiate conversations and be the first one to bring up something or to initiate something, which may mean you have a ton of ideas. And as May moves along, the time for bringing those ideas out are going to be, it's going to be very strong. So all these things that you've been building up and thinking about, maybe clearing up old projects to make room for new things. Now all of this new energy is coming in. There's a fast pace of thinking, a fast pace of decision making. There can be an uptick in your curiosity. So basically your excitement about things can increase. So if you've just sort of been ho-hum or bored or disinterested, your excitement or your desire to explore new subjects can really be amplified at this time. And this makes it an amazing time for study. So the third house is very much about research. It's very much about education. So you might find something that you're super interested in. And this may have been going on for March, April, May, that you're studying something like with crazy, reckless abandon and passion. And that will continue this month. Except at this time, you may see more signs of things moving forward where maybe you were doing things in the backdrop before. So it's very active, you know, energetics with your neighbors or your relatives could be picking up. This third house rules that space. Also, the fact that the Taurus planets, which we'll get to soon, are going to be moving into the sign of Gemini, and Gemini rules this third house, and Jupiter is going into Gemini, which rules this third house. So everything that we're talking about here, where the Aries planets are accentuated, are actually going to be repeated in importance as we move along in the reading, because of these many layers of Gemini they're Gemini layers that we're adding to the experience of Aquarius, and it's very profound. So you may see things like an increased role in your community or with your relatives or people close to you. There may be something involving travel, mobility, short trips, new experiences, being a tourist in your own town, things on a whim, you know, things that are exciting, like, oh, do you want to go here? Okay, yeah, sure. Or maybe you'll be the impetus for that. The education can also be teaching. So if you've been studying something, you may move into the teaching space, and this could be very exciting. Some other things that this energy can accentuate can have to do with technological and digital engagement. So you can have an increased interest or an increased reach or increased aid in social media or online platforms. If you have to launch a website mid-May through, you know, all of June into the beginning of July, it can be amazing for that. Anything about communication, like starting a blog, starting a podcast, engaging in online debates, showcasing a pioneering spirit, which is very much Aries, but in the digital realm. This can also have to do with problem solving and initiative. So you may find yourself taking the lead in solving problems in your immediate environment. If you notice, and those of you who are on the YouTube view, you can see my scribbles. But those of you in the podcast view, just look at the thumbnail that's for the podcast, and you can see all of that energy at the bottom of the chart. This means that everything is just really close to you. You know, it's like your house, your friends, your family, your community, your neighborhood, your town, your state, whatever that is, all of the things that are kind of a stone's throw or maybe some expanded away, that is really where there's a lot of long-term focus, and that's where there's a lot of short-term focus. So you may be taking the lead in solving problems in that space or correcting things that have been a problem in that space. Be very assertive with this, you know, so, and other people may also be assertive. So this could lead to some conflict or arguments if people are butting heads, but overall, because it's such a nice angle for you, this is a 60 degree angle, which is the angle of opportunity. So it's overall very positive. So the other two star players are Taurus and Gemini. We've been talking about Gemini at the same time as we're talking about Aries because we've been referring to the Gemini house. And as I said, some planets will also be going into Gemini, but something else that's very strongly featured this month is Taurus. So Venus and the Sun for a short term will be there. Jupiter for a very little bit longer will be there. Uranus for a while longer will be there. So this has to do with financial self-sufficiency. This has to do with your money and your budget and your material experience. And you may buy something very important and it may come out of the blue. I will talk about some dates later where the Sun, Venus, and Mercury will all conjunct Uranus. And I'll just tell you about those dates now. So May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th, the days around those days, the Sun, then Venus, then Mercury, will all pass and become conjunct with Uranus, the planet of surprises. So when there's a conjunction, it's not strongly positive or strongly negative. It could be either way, but it is jostling. It is out of the blue, and it can have a lot to do with surprises. And all of this is going to take place fourth house of home and family. So you could have happy surprises like your house sells and you've been trying to do that, or you find the perfect house and all of a sudden, wow, you bought a house and now you're moving. Or it can be unpleasant jostles. So let's hope that that's not the case. This does square Aquarius. So there does look like there's some pressure, but pressure could be good. Let's say you're trying to sell your house and then it's sold. Now you have to gather your things and move and find another house or whatever it is. So that's pressure, but it's a good thing and it's breaking through into a new reality. So you've got a lot of home and family focus this month. It's really, really notable. And like I said, you may be feeling the pressures, but you also may be experiencing the breakthroughs. Well, as the planets, Mercury, Venus, the Sun, and Jupiter get into Gemini, it'll take a little longer for Mercury there. We've got these ones later on already. They're going to bring this energetic of the third house that we've talked about so much. But the house that they are going into is the fifth house of Leo. So we have to talk about in a short and long-term way how your galactic growth spurt, which is what I'm calling the theme of this month, how this is happening. So when we look at Gemini placements, those are fellow air signs, and fellow air signs with Aquarius, either Libra or Gemini, make a 120 degree angle, which is the most favorable in all of astrology. This is a trine. So for a year from May 2024 to May 2025, you're going to have Jupiter kiss your Aquarius placements. The later you are in the sign, the later you will experience this in that time frame. But, and that's from the Placidus chart, from the whole house perspective, you can start feeling the expansion and the goodies now and experience it the whole time because it is lighting up the whole house from the whole house perspective. And then you'll get deeper layers that go through as it connects with your exact placement, which will happen over time. So those of you early in the chart or early in Aquarius, you'll be getting that soon. And then, you know, it will stagger over that year for the rest of you. But the overall feeling of expansion, the overall feeling of your house of pleasures and love and romance and children and your bucket list at things that you've always wanted to do, all of that is being lit up. And with it, the house of true love. So if you're looking for love, this could be your year. And this could be a time where you meet somebody. And especially mid-May through mid-July, if somebody new comes in during that time, there's an extra stamp of potential for long-term there. And if it's earlier in May, somebody from the past could come back in that you may reconsider. So, you know, it really has this the spark. It rules the spark of true love that goes into romance, that goes into conception, you know, children, child-rearing, creating together, basically. And this can also be creative babies. So all of this is what is leading to this galactic growth spurt and helping Aquarius to reach new heights. That's for the whole year from May to May, but that's also in the short term because of these quicker moving planets that are going to zip through this house. So if you have a trip you've always wanted to take, if you have something you've always wanted to do, some way you've always wanted to express yourself, you know, this could definitely be the time and the energy is saying, go, go, go. The energy of Gemini also likes to get its fingers in a lot of pudding pies. So you may find that diversity at this time, diversity of interest, taking a bunch of classes, doing a bunch of different things, taking a bunch of trips, you know, you might find that there's a scattering of your energy, but that it can be very enriching through the diversity. An extra star in your calendar in the days around May 18th and May 23rd, when the Sun and then Venus will conjunct Jupiter. These are two of the luckiest aspects that we can have. So, you know, if you want to do something that requires luck, or look out for extra blessings at that time in love and money and vitality and health and, you know, self-expression, that can all be there. As I said, there are so many nice aspects this month. I'm giving you a few here. I'm going to give you a couple more. The new moon on May 7th at 18 degrees of Taurus. It's a good time to set intentions for your financial growth and stability and begin a self-care regimen or plant seeds for the long-term goals that you're focusing on. On May 21st, we have the full moon at 3 degrees of Sagittarius. This is going to be in a very favorable placement for you. Because that's a fire sign. So you may embark on a learning journey. We talked a lot about learning energy. You may be planning your next big adventure. You may be reflecting on your personal beliefs and having enrichment through education or exposure of broadening your horizon. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month.